What's up, guys? Parker with the Social Anxiety Remedy, and today I want to touch on rejection. Okay, something I think we can all really relate to, whether that's rejecting ourselves or whether that's dealing with rejection from another. Okay, whether that be, you know, a relationship that you were pursuing, maybe a friendship, romantic relationship, maybe a work environment rejection, maybe your boss gives you shit for something and you just feel kind of drained. So I want to touch on that really quick because it really involves self-esteem and our self-image, which I really truly believe that if you are able to build a self-esteem that is, you know, it's basically the complete opposite of what having social anxiety feels like. Okay, when you are really able to accept yourself fully, love yourself, and believe that you are this person who is capable of specific tasks, right? Specific tasks, whether that be, you know, going out and socializing, whether that be doing the things that you know you need to do in your life to be successful, whatever it may be, having a high self-image is really what contributes to you being successful in that endeavor. Okay, I've talked about this book many times, but Psycho-Cybernetics by Dr. Maxwell Maltz has the most incredible quote that I used to have hanging up on my mirror, and I would read it every single day. And it goes along the lines of human beings always act and feel and perform in accordance with what they believe to be true about themselves and their environment. So let's break that down a little bit. Okay, us as humans, we are never going to be able to achieve whatever we don't believe we are worthy of. Okay, if something is outside of our self-esteem, if it's outside of our self-image, then we're never going to achieve it. So it's very funny when we use an example like rejection. Okay, maybe you are rejected from, as I was saying, maybe a romantic relationship that you're going after, right? And you're just seeking this validation from somebody else. You're just seeking this validation and they can really tell, okay? They can tell the neediness that's coming off of you. And when another person can sense that neediness, it makes them really run away because it shows that you're not really giving this value. Us as human beings, we run off of a status hierarchy, okay? Every single moment, every single new person that you meet, there's two things that go through your head extremely quickly, okay? One is this person a threat? Like, are they going to harm me? And that's from our reptilian brain. That's from being, you know, our brain still having some of the same functions, almost being completely the same as back in like the caveman days, right? So one, are they going to harm me? Okay, am I in danger? And it happens really quick. It fires extremely fast. And two, we place a quick judgment. And it's not like we judge them on, extremely, I don't know, superficial things right at the beginning. Okay, it's a really quick snap judgment of where they fit in this status hierarchy. Okay, we literally compare them to people that we know who are already in our inner circle or people that we communicate with, and we place them. Okay, we place them in the middle, we place them at top. And most of the time when you're struggling with social anxiety, you place them much above yourself. And when you do that, anytime you place somebody in that status hierarchy above you, you are going to take their opinion, okay, much more seriously than your own. You may even adopt their opinion as your own. Okay, maybe they're having a conversation with you and they say something along the lines of, yeah, I'm really into this TV show. You hate the TV show. You hate it. And then you just say, yeah, me too. Okay, and you just completely throw out your opinion for somebody else's. And as that continues to occur in your life, you can really tell that people are able to read the energy and can read the vibe and can see that you're being incongruent with yourself. Remember this line, okay? Truth is what vibrates the fastest. Okay, truth is the thing that comes off the most authentic and vibrates the fastest and will really propel you in any area of your life. So when we're talking about rejection and we're talking about not being able to control a situation, basically. So starting to understand, because this is something that I struggled with my entire life, I used to think that I should be able to control what another person thinks about me. And I went along life basically trying to learn things in order for that to happen. Okay, and what that inevitably did was I would end up doing things just to like see how this person would react. Okay, I would try to see if this person would like me. I would do something, I'd say, try to say something funny, and then I just, did they like it? Did they like it? And if they did like it, then I could laugh, right? Then I could be like, ha ha ha, funny joke for me, right? Because I placed all of my own value on what other people thought about me. The funny thing is, once you can really reverse this role, and once you can just have this incredible self-esteem and self-worth and self-value yourself first, the world will accept that. So once you can, you know, have this type of self-amusement, okay, you like the things that you're saying, you find the things that you're saying interesting and funny, through the law of state transference, other people will as well. So it's very funny how us just assuming and trying to get other people's validation and, you know, trying to get other people to like us is really the one thing that makes them run away, because it shows how needy we are and how much we don't really believe in ourselves. Because let's take an example like this, okay? I used to, and I still do, I go to a lot of like seminars for marketing and whatnot, but I used to go to a lot more when I was selling products on Amazon, okay? I used to sell products on Amazon. And I went to China one year with a whole group. I would go to different like expos and like Vegas and you know, LA, a few different places. And all of these places, you would see people coming up to a few of these guys that were just making bank and making millions every single year. And you would see them, and as they would go up to them, it's funny because at the time, it's not like I could really recognize it because I was still in the early stages of learning all of this. But now looking back on it, it's very obvious. I would have been the same exact way, but I was just way too scared to even approach anybody. You notice people going up to these figures that they place at this higher status hierarchy, right? Because what they're believing is to be in this status realm, what they're basing their opinion is the money. Okay, because you're in that environment. It can be different things in different environments, but right now it's money. And so they would go up to these people and you could just tell the neediness from them and that they wanted something from this other individual. And this other individual can tell this as well. So what do you think's going on in this person's mind when somebody comes up to them and says, hey, how's it going? I like your stuff. Could you maybe help me? Like for free? Right? You see this inflection in the vocal tonality. You'll be able to see it in their body language. You'll be able to see it in their words and their vibe and their energy. And this other person who has that money in this, you know, higher status situation can see it as well. And they can tell very easily, right? So this person is not going to want to surround themselves with people who don't believe in themselves, because it's so easy to see that, okay, this person who is successful understands that the people that he surrounds himself with, or she surrounds themselves with, herself with, is what makes up their reality. Okay, the five people that you surround yourself with most end up being the average of basically who you are. Okay, you are the average of those five people. So if somebody comes up to you and you can tell that they don't have a high self-esteem in themselves, they're looking for validation from you, then you know that this person probably isn't the person that you want to be spending time around. Right? So you wouldn't give off that energy and then you would end up rejecting. It's not like these people are dicks or anything, right? That's why a lot of times people that, you know, may make a certain amount of money are kind of thought to be like evil and dicks, right? And it's just not really true. You know, it obviously can in certain circumstances. However, most of the time, it's just because they understand these certain facts and you may be going off on them on a certain way that's, you know, you're not in each other's state of paradigms, right, at the moment. You'll also see sometimes that when you don't have this power, right, you don't feel powerful within inside of you, that, you know, I can give so many examples of somebody who may not be able to feel this all the time. They'll go on massive power trips when they do have the opportunity. So when I was younger, me and my friends in high school used to, my friends used to live I went to school where a lot of people were either very low income or very high income. It was really weird. And a lot of the people that I tried to, because I was on the baseball team, right? A lot of those people had a lot of high income, like their parents were loaded. And we would hang out in their gated communities. And, you know, as kids, we would just do random stuff that probably should not have been doing, right? But just hanging out there, you would see security guards that wouldn't really have a lot of power in real life or authority, right? When they have the opportunity, they go on an absolute power trip. So it can be very dysfunctional and very unhealthy, especially for them to you know, go through their brain and their chemical imbalance in this place because they don't have it right now. So what I'm basically trying to get at is the first thing you want to really do that I had to realize is that A, you cannot control what other people think of you. Okay, you cannot control what other people think of you because there's so many different aspects going on in their own life. Seek first to understand, then to be understood, that you really just, you have so many different options and opportunities that you just can't control. What I want you guys to do after this this video is something called the circle of control exercise. So basically what you're going to do is you're going to draw, you know, a big circle, and you're going to write down all of the things that is on your mind right now. Okay, not in the circle, but just on a, you know, piece of paper. What is all of the things that is currently on your mind? Okay, take 10 minutes and just put them all on that piece of paper, okay, as fast as you can. Usually the best thing to do is to not think about it, just so that you can really get into a state of flow where you can just write it down. Like, try to not have your pen stop moving for 10 minutes, okay? Write those down, and then what I want you to do is put a star next to the ones that you can actually control. Okay, what are the thoughts and what are the things that are on your mind that you are actually able to control? And you'll be very surprised that you're going to end up only seeing around 40 to 50%. Okay, 40 to 50% of the things going on in our life, in our minds, in our thoughts, are things that we can't even control, okay? That we can't control. The 60 to 50% is what we can't even control. So the majority of our life. So place those, you know, the ones that are starred into that circle of influence. And those are the ones that you can actually influence. So realizing that there's so many things in life that we pay so much attention to, whether that be the fear of rejection, whether that be, you know, another person's validation, and we just can't control it, but it eats us up and it becomes such a drain for us. So that's one. Two is when things get kind of funny, and that's where, you know, the mind fuck kind of occurs, where you end up receiving validation from others once you are able to validate yourself. Once you're able to believe in yourself, once you're able to self-amuse, once you're able to be carefree in your own actions and not care what other people think, that's when they give you that validation. It's so funny how it works, but that's really how it does work, right? So think about it. I know I mentioned this previously. When you're looking for a romantic relationship and you do have options and this other person knows that you have options, what is the effect of that? They are more attracted to you because they know that you have already this higher status, okay, where you can have options. If you are just completely chasing this other individual, whether that be a man or a woman, literally does not matter. It just comes off as so needy, and it's just like you're running after and they're running away, and it's not just like this mutual attraction, right? So I want to make this podcast because I know how often I used to feel rejected by others, by friends, by anybody in this world, and how I used to take it so personally. But if we can understand that the way somebody feels about us is not the way that we have to feel about ourselves, you take back a lot of power. You take back so much power, and you are able to then move about life in a very carefree way where you're able to control your emotions, control your state, and showcase to the world and yourself that you are somebody who is worthy of receiving all it is that you really want out of life. So if you want some more tips and strategies throughout the day, I'm going to link my Instagram in the description. Been posting a lot of stuff on stories, daily tips, been posting snippet videos as well of the podcasts. I want to start doing that a little bit more. I've been posting like memes. I've been addicted to social anxiety memes lately. So I've been posting that on my stories. So if you guys are into that, check it out. Give me a follow there. And then if you guys are not a part of our Facebook community yet, we have a great support group. So many people are commenting. So many people are giving their stories and other people are showing support. It's really built into a big and really, really great supportive community. So I'll put that link in the description as well. And I'll see you guys next time.